Tortoise.
Hello, I'm Tomini, and this is The Sensemaker from Tortoise. One story every day to make sense of the world. Today, disputes between a UN agency and Israel are stopping aid from reaching millions of people in the Gaza Strip. What does it mean for the Palestinians who live there? That's after a short break.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
The UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees says Israel will no longer allow their food convoys from entering northern Gaza, where people are dying of hunger. UNRWA has called the decision outrageous and says Israel is making it intentional to obstruct life-saving assistance during a man-made famine.
On Sunday, Israeli authorities told the United Nations it would no longer approve the passage of any food convoys into northern Gaza.
I believe when we are confronted to a situation of a man-made famine, the response is an easy response.
Philippe Lazzarini is the Commissioner General of UNRWA, the United Nations Relief and Works Agency.
His political will, and the political will needs to be translated with the opening of all the land crossing into Gaza. It is easy to flood Gaza with food. It is easy to reverse, in fact, this trend. And I also believe that it is definitely a stain in our collective humanity that such a situation is artificially unfolding under our eyes.
But last week, Philippe Lazzarini was denied entry into the Gaza Strip by Israel.
He was trying to get into Gaza. The Israelis blocked him. My understanding is that he was with Sigrid Karg, the senior humanitarian and reconstruction coordinator for the United Nations, and she also refused to go in because Philippe had been blocked.
Chris Gunness was the spokesperson for UNRWA from 2007 until 2020.
It's essential he goes in because UNRWA has massive life-saving services in Gaza. And, you know, the man in charge of the whole operation needs to go. Over 160 staff have been killed. There's terrible situation facing UNRWA. And it's absolutely essential that the man in charge should be there with his staff.
So what does UNRWA do?
A huge amount of what it does is education for over 500,000 children across the Middle East, primary health, again, across the Middle East, Syria, Jordan, Lebanon, the West Bank and Gaza, and relief and social services. But on top of that, it does emergency work where the situation dictates, for example, at the moment in Gaza, where there are perhaps as many as 1 million people wanting food, shelter, water, and other humanitarian and emergency services.
Since Israel began its military response to Hamas's 7th of October terrorist attack, more than half of Gaza's population have been living in shelters provided by UNRWA. And in some form or other, almost the entire population now rely on UNRWA for basic necessities like food and water. More than 13,000 people work for UNRWA in Gaza, which makes it the largest relief body operating there.
Once the war started, many of those were pulled down to the south. So whereas before the 7th of October, UNRWA had great spread across the Gaza Strip, that's been significantly reduced. And most of its operations today are taking place in the south, principally around Rafah and Khan Yunis, just further north of it.
Limited operations in the north, on top of the now banned food convoys, bring the risk of famine even closer for those still living there.
So visas are being refused, goods are being refused. And quite honestly, the UN never really finds out what the reasons are. And that has allowed Israel, unfortunately, to massively reduce the number of trucks. There were 500 plus going in every day before the 7th of October. Now they're lucky if they get to over 100.
So why is Israel in dispute with UNRWA?
The U.S. has paused funding to the U.N. agency that is actually providing aid to the Palestinians after the stunning allegation that 12 U.N. workers took part in the Hamas terror attack on October 7.
In January, Israeli authorities claimed that a handful of UNRWA workers were involved in the 7th of October attack. It also said it believed around 10% of UNRWA workers were affiliated with Hamas or another militant group called Palestinian Islamic Jihad. Israel claimed to have evidence including text messages and intercepted phone calls, but that hasn't been independently verified. A US intelligence assessment found, quote, low confidence that the UNRWA staff were involved in the attack and doubted Israel's claims of wider collaboration between Hamas and the agency. It also said the reality of Hamas's control in Gaza means UNRWA can't avoid interacting with the group in order to deliver humanitarian aid. And UNRWA says it doesn't have the capability to vet its own employees, but provides an annual staff list to the Israelis. We'll have more after the break.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Despite questions over Israel's allegations, UNRWA dismissed the 12 people accused of being involved in the attack, and various countries paused their funding to the aid agency. But Chris Gunness, the former UNRWA spokesperson, thinks the international mood has begun to shift.
What's happening is that the news management is unraveling, and donors, incidentally, who defunded UNRWA on the basis of these allegations are now coming back to UNRWA in quite significant numbers, though UNRWA clearly needs more.
Canada, Austria, Sweden, and the EU have reinstated their funding. Saudi Arabia has announced further funding.
Britain has yet to announce it's going to formally come back to UNRWA. They will find themselves on the wrong side of history. They will find themselves accused of complicity in genocide and in starvation.
The World Health Organization and other UN organizations have made it clear that there is starvation in Gaza today.
It will take hold. And, you know, starvation, food security is not a light bulb you can turn on and off. Once it sets in, you can't just stop it in its tracks. It takes months and months to stop. So make no doubt about it. As a result of these defunding and as a result of the Israeli blockade and the strangulation of aid going into Gaza, hundreds of thousands of people will slip into starvation.
Thanks for listening to The Sensemaker from Tortoise. Today's episode was written and mixed by Imi Harper.
Tortoise. I'm Afua Hirsch.
I'm Peter Frankopan.
And in our podcast, Legacy, we explore the lives of some of the biggest characters in history.
This season, we're exploring the life of Cleopatra.
An iconic life full of romances, sieges, and tragedy. But who was the real Cleopatra? It feels like her story's been told by others with their own agenda for centuries.
But her legacy is enduring, and so we're going to dive into how her story has evolved all the way up to today.
I am so excited to talk about Cleopatra, Peter.
She
is an icon.
She's the most famous woman in antiquity. It's got to be up there with the most famous woman of all time.
But I think there's a huge gap between how familiar people are with the idea of her compared to what they actually know about her life and character.
So for pyramids, Cleopatra, and Cleopatra's nose.
Follow Legacy now wherever you get your podcasts. Or you can binge entire seasons early and ad-free on Wondery Plus.
Hey, marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places, using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast the net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners. So there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.